This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 24th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this month, Chinese police broke into a church service in the Guangdong province, detaining 13 Christians for interrogation, reports China Aid. The police also confiscated Bibles and Christian materials and accused the Christians of holding religious meetings at unapproved sites. The woman providing the church meeting place was given an administrative detention sentence and has not been released. This is the second time in a week that police detained house church members in the area. And in the last few years, Chinese officials have detained hundreds of Christians for meetings in churches that are not government approved. Revelation 2:10 declares, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." The Australian state of Victoria is about to be the first in the country to legalize assisted suicide and some forms of euthanasia, after the upper chamber of government voted 22-18 in favor of a culture of death. The bill already passed the lower house by 47-37 last month, and now just needs final approval by that house to become law. President Donald Trump recently designated North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism, with new sanctions to be applied to the country. Trump told reporters at the White House, quote, "In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil," end quote. Iran, Sudan, and Syria are also labeled as state sponsors of terrorism. Alabama Republican U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore has opened up a solid lead over Democrat opponent Doug Jones, according to a new poll, suggesting that allegations of sexual impropriety have not fatally damaged Moore's candidacy, reports Breitbart. Alabama Today reported on the poll from Sky Research, showing Moore with 46.7% compared to Jones's 39.6%, with 13.7% undecided. The poll was conducted on November 21st and had a margin of error of 3.1%. Moore's fortunes have changed recently. A widely spread claim that he was banned from a local mall for preying on teenagers was debunked by a former mall manager, casting doubt on some of the mainstream media reporting on the allegations. Moore also got a boost by an endorsement this week from President Trump, who said, quote, "He totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. 40 years ago is a long time. He's run 8 races, and this has never come up," end quote. The Little Sisters of the Poor are going back to court to defend themselves from lawsuits by the states of Pennsylvania and California to make them cooperate with providing contraception and life-ending drugs, reports LifeSite News. The pro-life nuns fought the Obama administration for years over regulations that would violate their consciences. The Trump administration did grant general exemptions from providing these contraceptives and life-ending drugs, but some states are suing to keep the Little Sisters of the Poor under the Obama-era regulations. Psalm 72, verse 4 says, "May God defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor." A new Centers for Disease Control report revealed the rate of the murder of the unborn in the U.S. fell again in 2014 by 2% from 2013 to the lowest in over 4 decades. In the past decade, the abortion rate has fallen by about 21%. In 2014, there were about 12.1 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age, down from 19.4% in 2008. May God bring repentance and a complete end to this evil. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson recently supported lawmakers beginning their meetings with prayer as constitutionally protected free speech. Wilson joins a coalition of 22 states calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to protect lawmaker-led prayer at public meetings. A friend of the court brief was filed recently in connection with the North Carolina case. Wilson said, quote, "Our founding fathers strongly supported legislative prayer by public bodies and deeply believed in divine guidance to support these bodies," end quote. Yesterday, President Trump released his first Thanksgiving address as president. Trump gave thanks for God's blessings, unlike President Obama's 2009 Thanksgiving proclamation, which was the first one to omit mention of God. Trump recalled how the pilgrims arrived in Plymouth nearly 400 years ago, and their, quote, first act was to pray, end quote.
On their first Thanksgiving, they came together to rejoice after their harvest and praise God for his provision. Since then, Americans have always remembered the blessings of freedom and the glory of God.
Trump also remembered how George Washington called for giving thanks.
In his first year as president, George Washington proclaimed a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. He asked all citizens to unite in sincere and humble thanks for God's providence and the founding of our country.
Kate McClure ran out of gas on her drive to Philadelphia last month, reports the Miami Herald. To her surprise, she was approached by a homeless man named Johnny. The man then went to a nearby gas station and used his last $20 to fill a gas can for McClure. Without anything to repay him, she promised to come back with something. After launching a GoFundMe campaign with the goal of $10,000 for the man, the fund reached over $270,000 as of yesterday. McClure hopes to help Johnny find a job, a place to live, and to help him get back on his feet. Proverbs 11:25 says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.